Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. My name is Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com or Janet Thornburg at Facebook.com. Our show and aim on these radio shows are to bring you into position for abundance. Readings are to help with current stresses or needed answers. For full readings, we need to schedule time, minimum 30 minutes, and you can arrange that at keen.com/Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478, and send me an email and request an appointment time. And the call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And as I spoke of I would reveal the differences in some spirits and, you know, the scripture that tells us that battles are not between flesh and blood, but spirits, evil spirits in high places. And where are these high places? Governments, you know, and we're the people in between that. And I am here to instruct you about God's government. And God is a spirit and we're a spirit. And when we come together here, you're feeding your spirit. We possess a body, and we possess a soul, and we live in a body. And Ephesians 4:26 speaks of anger, that anger is a spirit of rage, and that anger will come to us. And if you do become angry, don't let it lead you into sin. Don't stay angry all day. Spirit is telling us that it does happen to us, but for us to control it. God is slow to anger and instructs us to be slow to anger. Ephesians 4 instructs us, instead of anger, to exercise kindness, random acts of kindness. As humans, we must take care of the whole unit, feed your spirit, which you do by contributing to these radio shows, and I'm grateful. Feed your body healthy food and transform your soul, and that process is done through the renewing of your mind. And we, you know, it's like we have to follow the process, and then God restores our soul that He speaks to us in Psalm 23. And I want to pray, and then I will begin reading. And I am just really, there's a lot to be angry about. I really struggled when I saw the pictures of those poor little babies and, you know, what do they do to anybody? And there are things that it does come to us, like the Spirit says, and as long as we don't try to deny it. But Heavenly Father, I know that you always hear me when I call upon you in faith. You're a prayer-answering, need-meeting, desire-granting God. I have the assurance that when I call upon you, you hear an answer. It pleases you to give good things. Your promises are all confirmed with yes in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I refuse to be anxious or fretful about anything, because I am confident that I can speak to you about everything and anything, and that you would attempt anything that would attempt to trouble me. I experience your peace as I pray, and that peace transcends my understanding and keeps my heart and mind at rest in the midst of turmoil. Thank you for hearing and answering the cry of my heart, and each and every person that I speak to today, with your mighty right arm, touch the people where they need to be touched. Give them the wisdom that they need to live in these times. And we praise you for it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Okay, let's go to the first call here.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to get an overview.
Okay. I just want to give you one little hint. I didn't have a caregiver for my disabled daughter, so she might be a little disruptive. Don't let it bother you. I bribed her with everything. So we'll hope and pray that she stays good. Just want to let everybody know that as I start reading. Okay.
Okay.
Well, the first card, and I'm using the sacred circle, gets around to everything, and we need to get around to everything. All right, the first card is the Wheel of Fortune, which is the destiny card, and it means a change of your destiny. There's a change in, you know, and we kind of resist change sometimes as humans. We, you know, we don't want anybody messing with our comfort zone. So there is movement. It's crossed by movement, and so there should be movement, and that's in the present line. So that means now, and there is financial gain, and there's an enhancement in your skill. You may take a training thing, but you're going to start seeing your. And the last card is the Nine of Cups, which is your heart's desire. So, and it says now. So I would say this month. This month is a very powerful month for miracles. We're in Holy Week right now. Passover for the Jews is the Exodus out of Egypt. And for born-again Christians, it is honoring God's gift, the Paschal Lamb, the Lamb that takes away your sins forever. Not, they used to sacrifice animals, and it would cover it for a year, but he does more than cover it. He takes it away. And your life is going to get a lot better. And it's now. It's not waiting, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. We have time. We have trouble with time sometimes. We just got to let God's process unfold, and it starts with the inside out. All righty, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Linda. How are you? I love
Hi,
you.
Hi, Linda. I don't have
Hi,
a babysitter for Selena. I hope
Selena, I mean.
She's
I
been
Sabrina.
Good.
I
She's
Selena.
Been good.
Hi, Selena. Hi, sweetie. Yeah. Yeah.
Aww. Okay.
So listen,
update.
Yeah, I'm not seeing my grandkids for Easter. I don't think this is what's going on. I don't know. But my finances got to get
better.
I'm
picking up your daughter's desire, but then I tell you about the fear, and we get you know, timing is something that nobody gets perfect, and except God, and. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Everything we say will happen. It just doesn't always happen when we want it to.
Yeah.
And the angels are calling upon me to speak, give you a message before I read. Okay. It's Archangel Ariel, and that's A-R-I-E-L. The timing's going to be perfect when it happens, and you're going to be ready to soar, and so that's in your present line, so something good's getting ready to happen, and they want you to continue your healthy lifestyle that you've been doing, eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise for optimal health, and they want you to know that St. Michael's guarding you, and peace is coming.
I just said his prayer. Okay. I say his prayer a lot, St. Michael.
Peace is coming. Peace is coming, okay? And remember, the only thing that's really real is love. And I'm talking the love of God.
Genuine love, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and the enemy is coming against us on all of our wishes and messing with the timing. But it's going to happen, okay?
Do you see my new career starting anytime sooner than before? Because that job I was supposed to get, I didn't get it.
I know, I see that. The first card said that you've kind of, been fluctuating about not getting it. But you know what? There's something really good coming because in your present line is the Three of Wands. The Three of Wands is like your ship coming in, your dream ship, something that you've been looking forward to you're going to get. And that's in the present line. In the three, that could be 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 hours.
Don't say 3 months. Don't say 3 months.
No, I'm not. No, it is not months. The most the most it would be 3 weeks, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's that's why I'm doing the minutes and, 3 minutes, minutes, 3 hours, it is very soon. Okay.
Little three. one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Little three.
I want to see my mom for Mother's Day. I want to book the flight next week. Am I going?
Okay. And that's probably another reason why you didn't start that job.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It says yes, first okay. card.
Oh, awesome. She's going to be so surprised. Ha ha.
And you know what? It's gonna start the family thing. You know, you got to start with something. And you go on and you're giving energy to your family. So that'll give energy to the entire family and get her to pray with you and agree with you about Penny. And you got the
okay.
church agreeing with you. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Love
you're welcome.
You.
God
Love.
Bless you. Thank you for calling,
thank
Linda.
You.
And thank you for participating. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on the
good
air.
Good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
There's a lot of changes going on right now in my life, both at work. Done with grad school, but I'm also taking a really big exam in August, so... Yeah, my supervisor also resigned. Yeah, I did mention the changes at work. So, of course, you know,
yes.
there's a lot going on.
Yes, and I'm always off on Holy Week. The church has my undivided attention on all feast days. And then we're in Holy Week, and I feel really prepared. So let's look at you and see what's happening.
Thank
I've been you. Doing it. If prayer means anything, we're way ahead.
Thank you.
Well, I like this. The first card is it's called the Green Man, but it's called the Fool card in the original Rider-Waite deck,
mm-hmm.
and it means a new beginning. It means that you're standing on, you know, and looking at everything that's out there that you have to deal with. And it's an emotional decision. There are some emotional decisions in there. But it shows good action. And in August, you know, you will remind me and the church will light a candle for you to be real alert. And I tell people, look at the color yellow. Yellow stimulates
Thank
the
you.
Intellect, what you're putting in there to remember. That's a good
you.
One.
Okay.
All right, but you have a new beginning, and there's some emotional things that you're going through in your present right now, but you have I keep getting Jeremiah 29:11, and that scripture says, "I know the plans that I have for you," is God speaking to us, and they're for good and a good future. You might want to read that later and know that the Spirit of the Lord wants you to know He's got a good future ahead of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been working really hard on it, so thank you.
Yeah, you have. And congratulations. You know, I love people. We have to do our process. We have to discipline our minds. And if we just run amok like our Ed wants us to, that's a little spirit that tells us, oh, you know, you've been working hard. You don't need to go to work today. You listen to it, you'll go broke. And we have that little child in us. She has another little spirit to talk to us and says, oh, let's go play, you know. We're tired of this. So we have to, you know, kind of laugh at ourselves a bit. We have to be disciplined. And I am, you know, I think you deserve every good thing. You've been disciplined all to get through to this point. And God has brought you to this point, and He's not going to leave you now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's always great talking to you.
Thank you. God bless.
Happy
Easter.
Easter. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. We really have a struggle in this human suit sometimes. But, you know, we need to enjoy life. That's what God wants us to do. Enjoy life. Hello, you're on the air.
It's me. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I was still listening.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. I was just wondering what was in store.
Okay. There is a moment of silence sometimes when you look at something to make sure that you're putting those pieces together. Well, the first card is your dedication is bringing you financial security. And there is a destructive energy in your present, and I think it has a lot to do with the area, you know, the vortex you're in, the energy, your
mm-hmm.
neighborhood. And it's crossed by discontentment. And then there's some discontentment about some health issues. But where matters of money are concerned, you have something coming. You know, what you got in March is not the end of it. That was just a jump start to take you
That's
to the
good.
Time when it
needed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I'm glad that it came at that time. You know, let's see, timing's good sometimes, and then you're right on, but I tell people don't get spoiled. It doesn't always happen that way.
So it's still
But
coming.
Anyway, it shows I've got the Ten of Cups, which is a happy ending, and you have some adventure coming up. And it's in the present line, so I'm going to say anytime. Like I said, this is a very powerful week. This is a week that we honor Passover. We honor Jesus as being the sacrifice once and for all. And his blood covers us past, present, and future sins. He understands our humanness. He came here and did it because we can't do it. And we have great bouts of discipline, and that when it comes to the things of the spirit, the original sin really put a block in there, and we needed a savior because we couldn't do it ourselves. You know, God gave 10 commandments, and nobody ever kept them except for Jesus. Abraham made a lot of mistakes, and then God got him out of all of them. And he understands our humanness. He loves us. He's not mad at us. Jesus took all that wrath from the Old Testament. He fulfilled the Old Testament. But we need it for our education, because it teaches us what, you know, it showed us what caught, and it still affects us to this day. And Abraham and Sarah thought they'd help God out by letting the maidservant bear a child, and there's that crisis to this day over there were a lot of birthrights that didn't go according to number one. Sometimes the youngest, and that happens for a reason. And there are wars over it and arguments over it. But our fight's not between flesh and blood, but between spirits, evil spirits in high places, where we have, you know, we have to really have faith in Jesus. We're going to be raptured before anything gets bad. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks
God
for
bless.
Participating.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hi, you're on the
Hello.
Air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
You. Hello. That
thank
was just
you.
Lovely what you just said to the last caller. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you know, our aim is to touch people where they need to be touched, and sometimes not just a word or a song or reading something inspirational does it, but maybe, you know, identifying with somebody that and need something that you might need that too.
Yes. That
and you were
sense.
Touched by it. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, overview.
I was wondering if I should try to ask the company that I'm working with that begins with an A, if we could work with the company that begins with a P on my next project, if that would be a good, like, triangulation, I guess you'd say.
There seems to be a lot of, there needs to be some emotional grounding here. There's a lot of stress right now in the present line over this decision,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of scattered energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if I can get an answer. Just covered what was going on presently.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't want to leave that unknown. I want to know myself.
God bless you. You're such a sweet person. Wow.
Okay, good. You have a strong guardian angel. It seemed, you know, I think Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde. Do you have a time limit on this?
On the one that I'm working with currently for them, I'm almost done, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
For the next one, I'm wondering
to wait a week.
That could happen.
And I don't know if that's planetary or what, but you can email me on Keen, and I'll look at that for you further. I think it bears really looking at.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you very much.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello.
It's Lisa. Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
It's Lisa. Hi.
Hi,
how
Lisa.
Are you? Hello.
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes.
Okay, I wanted to touch base with you. Last time I talked to you was a little over a month, and you hit the nail right on the head when you said that the job that I accepted in the physical therapy rehab department of a nursing home was going to be really rough, and it indeed is. It's not just because of the patient population. It's more so the kind of people that I'm working with, other staff members that are really nasty. And I feel stuck. I'm only a month in, and I'm already feeling stuck. I am wondering, since my goal is really to get into outpatient someday, do I really need to stay at this place for a whole year just to get the experience, as I'm new to this field?
I know. Nobody wants. It's amazing that, you know, I'm hearing this from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have any experience, recent experience,
mm-hmm.
they aren't interested.
Yes.
You know, if you've been out of the workforce or, you know, okay, but I don't want you to feel stuck.
Okay.
Because we'll create stuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get, you know, they seem like they're getting worse, but
mm-hmm.
there's some things we can do, and now I know what to pray about, but let me look at this.
Mhm.
Good. You'll be leaving there.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you're gonna be leaving there. And there's hope. Okay, there's things that we can do, and you're gonna be successful. You have something that's coming up that actually has more money involved, and I get defeated attitude. People there, you know, and that's what's bad about nursing homes. When they come in, you know, they're a little bit optimistic, but there's just such a dark, despair-like energy there. The spirit,
exactly.
The spirit.
And I'm picking up.
People get
so
either
much
jaded
of
or they overcome it. you're overcoming it, and it says you're going to overcome it even more. You're overcoming it. You're just going to have to remember that you are in a dark emotional place where you work.
Okay.
But you're leaving there.
Is this because, thank God, is it because I'm actually going to go to another job, or is it because I'm going to quit outright?
A better job with more money.
Okay.
Better job with more money. Better opportunity.
Good.
And, you know, you might want to, I'm into essential oils, and lavender would
mm-hmm.
be a good little oil that you could put, you know, put on your wrists and then smell it when
mm-hmm.
you need to, when stress hits.
Okay.
That's a good thing. And it's also just the smell on you will help calm people down.
Okay.
It's a very, very nice fragrance.
I'll definitely
I used
get
to,
that.
We, like when I was in nursing, we used to put peppermint oil under our nose when we had to deal with cancer
mm.
patients, depending
yeah.
on where it was, you know. And so it's just it's a nice thing, and that aroma helps uplift your mood.
And I also
lavender.
Have. Yes, I will get the lavender, and I like the peppermint oil, and I also took your advice and got the sage, candle to burn, yes, and the Epsom salts.
Good.
Lavender.
That clears your aura, and, you know, if,
mm-hmm.
when you have to work in situations like that. And unfortunately, when you work in hospice, you it takes a special person, and you have that, and then I think they resent it.
Yeah.
They're angry
yeah.
people.
Well, and I'm unfortunately...
I got the spirit of despair. They feel, you know, they're not happy people.
I've been told that I'm an empath and that I pick up on the negative energy and feelings of others, too, and I do feel that quite a bit.
Yeah, that's probably correct, because I felt those, that you have special energy, healing energies, and people that are, I know I'm that way, too. I used to walk down on this hurt, that hurt. And I go, okay, we're diagnosing, right? We're not supposed to do that. We're not doctors. Okay, so just joking, you know, just trying to break the mood on something. But you have something developing within a month, and I don't think you'll be there more than 2 months.
Okay, good. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay,
God bless
thank
you. And
you.
Happy Easter.
God bless you. Happy
Bye.
Easter. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Renewing our mind is a process, and it's like recovery. It's a lifelong process. It takes effort on our part. We have to renew our mind. We take captive negative thoughts and replace them with a positive affirmation. It's like the Spirit said, you can get angry or you can enter into negativity, but using the promises of God, you can turn things around. You know, and I know I mention the Hebrew calendar a lot, and it's due to the sevens in there, because there's a seven-time blessing in this season that I want you to receive. Seven is God's number of divinity and completion and perfection. And 3-7 means the effects of a triple blessing here. This will be a prophetic year, and that's why I'm doing these shows. And so the number 7, just remember, it's triple this year. And if you were looking for real changes, you can count on it. Change is happening. And there's 7 blessings by honoring Resurrection Sunday tomorrow. And this Passover season, which ends on the 18th. The first one is physical healing. You can find these in Joel chapter 2. Physical healing, restoration in families, business turnarounds, prosperity, debts eliminated, lost loved ones can be saved. Unemployed people will find great jobs. Your part is to believe that and sow good seeds. And I'm not talking just about money. You sow seeds when you do random acts of kindness. And God loves those. He multiplies those quickly. Again, the call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
No, you've got me again.
Oh, hi. Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm good.
Good.
Look,
I guess we'll just do an overview.
Okay. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Your first card is the Three of Wands, which, like I said, is that card is like your ship coming in, and in the placement that it's in, meaning things are going to start changing now. The waiting period is over. Hallelujah! Right? Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Matters concerning money. This is going to be a prosperous year for you. There's going to be financial gain, and then I have the Two of Wands. The Two of Wands is a relationship. And in the old Rider deck, it shows a couple facing each other head to head. And that means they're going toe to toe, wanting their way about how the relationship works. And where it's placed here means that you have a choice between two directions in love. But this is going to be a good year for you, a very good year for you. You're going to finally have a very powerful, healthy relationship, but it's going to be hard. There's something that you love a lot about both of them.
Ooh.
That makes it
tough.
If you had those qualities in one man, you'd forget about those two.
Right.
If you had both those qualities in one man, they would be gone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, usually when this comes up, it has to do. Okay, let's talk about Moses for a second.
Okay.
He had a wife that he married out in the, and then he was in love with an Egyptian woman, and
mm-hmm.
so it was a very difficult choice for him. You know,
mm-hmm.
and those come
right.
up in life, and I mean there was a lot of they had more than one spouse in those days.
Uh-huh. I only want one.
I know. And so that's your big choice. But things are going to improve for you. There's something coming up in your career at some kind of advancement.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you and happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter. Thank you, Janet.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Sardine.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I call it to see what you see coming up. I think I've been getting scammed by medical providers, surveys. I had my keys changed on my doors. Just trying to be happy.
Okay. Okay, your first card. Is the card of the Ten of Wands, and that's burdens. It's like you feel forced to accept the way things are. You're trying to be skillful, and you're trying to analyze it, and you're at a place where there's some deep subconscious scars here, and that could be self-induced. Could be traumatized, could have been traumatized. That happens a lot of times with when I was a rape counselor, we'd notice, you know, the changes that would come over people, being traumatized somehow, being taken advantage of, any of those things. But there is a resolution, and the resolution means that you've got to recover, go into recovery. You need recovery. You need to recover your spot with Great Spirit, and you need to let go of all your fears and everything, and trust God to lead you. The Holy Spirit, God's in heaven. He's on the throne. At the right hand of the throne is Jesus Christ, who we observe this holiday season as our Paschal Lamb. He went to the cross on Good Friday. He's in the grave today. He resurrects in the morning. This is all the things that have happened in the past that we remember. There's many, 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 many places in the Bible where God wants us to remember his good deeds. In Deuteronomy, it says 8:18, I believe, it is the Lord thy God that gives you the power to get wealth and live an abundant life. Wealth in the Bible is durable. Riches can be fleeting, but wealth is durable. And you need something durable. You need the right person in your life, and you need to recover from what you've been going through. And I want you to, if you can, go to church tomorrow.
Okay, I'll do that.
And it will all start changing, okay?
Right, yeah, and my health.
Okay, let's look at your health.
Hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, especially this week. I'm on Keem usually during the week, but you know, I have to like go shopping for the house one day of that week, and keep because I take care of my daughter, but she's doing really good. She only busted through once.
Okay. Oh.
She's fire sign, you know, and yeah. So,
all right.
Okay, you have had some issues with your health, looks like, but it can all turn around. Your card here is the card of spirituality. God is asking you, as the great physician, to let him lead you, let his Holy Spirit lead you. He's on the throne. Jesus is at the right hand of power. The Holy Spirit is in the earth to comfort us. And that's what God wants, to comfort you and give you a really good year, but you got to just really let go and let him do it. Okay? And your health will improve.
That's good to know.
Okay? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
God bless.
All right. Bye.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Vicki, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain. It's been a nice, peaceful weekend
good.
Thus far. So, hey, I want you to do a quick journal, but this is a weird question. I am looking to find parking in my building, and it's been a nightmare because, you know, it's just a weird thing. I don't know if you see me getting it at some point, but if not, I got to figure out something else to do.
I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. You're looking at a unit in the building that you're already in?
No, I'm looking for parking. Let me take my headphones off. Hang on.
Okay.
Is that better?
Well, actually, I'm going to change phone. I'm going to change phones, too, because I've been on this one for quite a bit, and I got one here charging, so I'll change phones, make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Okay,
are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Is that better? Yeah, can you hear
much
me?
Better. Yes,
okay.
Much better. Thank you. Okay.
So now I'm looking to get parking in a building, and it's been a nightmare here. Because these people are really stingy with it, and I have 2 weeks to find it. So I'm hoping something comes through. I don't know what angle to take, but what do you see with that?
Okay.
I know that's a weird question, but for me, it's stressing me out.
I understand. That's what I said. Readings are for immediate answers, you know, to stresses, and on the radio show, and they're not really full-blown, but they're whatever the spirit wants them to be.
Yeah.
Okay, something's coming through in 1 week, dear.
Male or female?
No, no, no. Solution.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll look at relationship.
That's a waste of breath. He, you know, I'm convinced he is not looking for anything. I am convinced, if we're talking about C. And that's okay.
Hmm. Okay. First card is the Wheel of Fortune, which is the card of destiny, and it means that you, what you've been going through, you were destined to go through. Some of us have relationship karma. Some of us have physical body karma, I call it, physical issues to deal with, which mess with your mind and your emotions. Okay, mm-hmm. And being discontented in a relationship has been something that you were, whether you get discontented or both of you get discontented, it's been a lesson, but it's in the passing influence line. You have something very serious to think about here coming up. It's a really good opportunity. It's a victory over all this past stuff, and you want to look at it through the eyes of a baby, like an adventure, like this is really something different, and I'm going to see what it's about. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to fight with it in my intellect. I'm just really going to let it flow to me. And God wants to give you abundance this year, not only in relationship, but financial abundance as well.
Is that older than you?
And, you know, sometimes he sends us a Boaz. A Boaz is a person that is has more money than us, and they're at a different level, and they pull us up, kind of thing. And that's what I see in this man coming up. He's very stable when it comes to money. You know, he's probably worked very hard, and he's good with it. There was a period that he wasn't, but he's got a lot of wisdom now about money.
Okay, I thought you were talking about somebody else.
I am talking about somebody else.
No.
I am talking.
One of the old Calvin.
No, it has nothing to do with the past. This is brand new.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with this, you know, the Mercury retrograde started April 9th, so we're in the full fledge of it. And, you know, my philosophy about meeting people in retrograde are not good, so.
You know, it's interesting, though. Mercury retrograde sometimes brings something from the past, and usually something from the past appears right before you meet the right person. It's just kind of something that occurs, and people are scared, but I have, you know, seen people that have met under retrogrades that the relationship didn't start off as a relationship. It started off as a friendship, and they worked through a lot of issues, and then the relationship started heavy later. So I just wouldn't be afraid. God's on the throne, and he has control over those planets.
Yeah, you know, I'm not feeling anything right now. My concern is my home life, and making sure I have a parking spot. I really could care less about
that's coming up in a week. That was your first run.
Yeah.
That's coming up in a week.
Yeah,
and don't forget to honor the resurrection of Jesus tomorrow. There's 7 blessings involved.
Yes.
Physical healing, restoration in your family, business turnaround, prosperity, debts eliminated, lost loved ones saved.
Yeah, Pastor Dick has been doing a ton of services, so he's doing a sunrise tomorrow at 6.
Unemployed people and people that want a better job, if they just believe it, will. There's going to be a good jobs out there available. And, you know, God told me to tell everyone, Jeremiah 29:11, he has good plans for us. And I know it looks bad in the media and everything, but you know what? We'll be raptured before things get too bad.
Anything with the job, real quick?
Well, it's just not doing it for you anymore. I mean, it's just you just really have a hard time handling it on some days. So there is something else coming up.
Okay.
And I got within two, okay?
That makes sense. Okay. All right, happy Easter, baby.
Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay. So we need to really focus our attention on the season that we're in and the significance of it. You know, and seven's a very, very special number. If you remember, in those of you that are in the Word, it took 7 days to create, 7 days, okay? And they marched seven times around Jericho and the walls fell in on the seventh day. There were seven priests that blew seven trumpets, golden, and there are seven golden candlesticks on the throne of God, Revelation 7, spirits of God. So seven's very significant, and this is a very spiritual year. And, yeah, it's going to look like havoc in the world because Satan's striking out as hard as he can. Jesus bled seven places. He shed his blood. So we need to focus on what we want the most, be sure about it, make a decision, go to the cross, meditate on areas that you need the most, and then listen at the cross. And remember that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Romans 8:26. We don't always know how to pray as we should. We might be emotional at the time. Something emotional might be affecting our situation. But the Spirit intercedes for us. And so no matter what your situation is, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring about God's will for your life. 2 Corinthians 5:9 says to be pleasing to God is to have faith. That's all you have to do is just believe. And you can't allow your mountain to move your faith. You need your faith to move your mountain. So I'm going to conclude this with a prayer and a blessing on everyone that called, everyone that's listening, whether it's today or in the future, that they be blessed by the knowledge that, God, that we are grateful to you. We're grateful that we can have this radio show and have fellowship with you, that you made a way for us to be joined to you through Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice that paid the penalty for all of our sins and caused us to be accounted as righteous in your sight. Help each and every one of us to be secure in your presence. Don't let guilt and listen to that voice as those are not from you. You've prepared a place for each and every one of us to be with you. And we have been invited to enter and remain in your presence, not on the basis of any of our good works, but because of what Jesus has done and washed away our sins with the sacrifice of his blood on the cross. You will never leave us nor forsake us, and we praise you, and we praise your holy name. Okay, I'll be in touch on the next show, and this really lifted my spirits today. There were a lot of people that participated, and I'm grateful for it. And thank you for everyone that called, and thank you for participating. God bless, and I'll see you next month.